Hi, Evan.
What's going on, man? I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're all good. I understand you're probably a pretty busy guy.
trying to get a little bit busier, so hopefully you can help me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's 100% what we're here for. So, hold on. So, now, Evan, I just need to get some kind of basics about your company, so that I can, you know, make sure that we get you the right package and pricing.
Right.
First off, how long have you been in business?
So, in all honesty, I am brand new. I've been in the industry for a couple of years now. Decided I wanted to do my own thing 2 weeks ago now. So I created an LLC, and I'm waiting on the paperwork for that, and applied to Angie's Lease, but I don't know if that's what I want to go with. So I am brand new. You know, I'm basically operating on word of mouth right now. And, you know, just my own accord, but I'd like to take it to the next level. So as far as being new, I
can
define that,
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, this is the perfect time to get your company out there, and everybody is going to Google to look for your services. So, you know, being a top recommended option is really how you're actually going to get jobs from Google itself. But Evan, what is actually the name of your business?
Excel Overhead Door.
Okay, because I did see that you had a Yelp listing that it said Apex Overhead Doors.
Yeah,
but you
and I that so that was a couple months ago. When I still worked for my corporate company, and you know, since I decided to go on my own and actually create like an LLC, I realized that name had been taken. So
okay.
I'll have to go back and fix that. I haven't gotten to that yet, but I will.
Okay. Well, that's actually something we might be able to help you with. So Evan, how far are you normally traveling for a new potential client?
So I'm in the DFW area. Just now I drove 60 miles from my home to that job. And really, you know, if money's there, then I'm willing to anywhere up to 75 miles is what I'm willing to do. That's a little bit farther than what I'd like to drive, but eventually, you know, I'd like to expand and, you know, get somebody to do that for me, and hopefully they live in that general area, but DFW is a big area, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're the sole owner, right? You don't have a partner or anything?
No, I'm one man group.
Okay. And I didn't see a website for you. There's not one that you started working on or anything like that?
No, I've got some leads, you know, as far as where to go with that route. And that's where I kind of have questions with you, because I had a buddy who has some experience with you. He hasn't fully pulled the trigger yet, but I've done a little bit of research, and I have some questions. So, like, I have another friend who has business, and he created a website through a marketing company. But, like, say he wanted to leave that marketing company, his website would go with it because it's somewhat under contract. So I'm curious, like, if I did this with y'all as far as making a website with y'all, do I own the domain, or is that solely through you?
Well, Evan, I want to make sure that I get you all the correct information. Those are all wonderful questions. I just needed to get some basics about your company to get you over to my director, who, actually will have, no, your questions are great. And she's aware of, all the things that you're, wondering. So, I am going to actually get her over right now. So her name is Amy. She's going to be jumping on the line to go ahead and go over the pricing and the details with you. Okay, Evan?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Hold on. 1 second here. Okay, so Evan, so there's just some technical difficulty with the transferring you over right now. So Amy's gonna actually call you right now and finish going over everything with you. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Is it
okay?
Her?
So,
oh wait, the call dropped or something. Yeah, have her give me a call. I'll be here.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Thanks
a lot, Evan.
Bye bye.